First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour. Cuban president asks to step up the recovery of road infrastructure on the island.
Cimex and Coupé reject ExxonMobil's lawsuit in U.S. courts.
Hiroshima remembers another anniversary of terrorist U.S. atomic bomb attack.
Donald Trump orders freeze on all Venezuelan government assets in the United States.
And now the news in detail. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel made a call to take full advantage of the resources available to improve the island's road infrastructure, whose state is currently considered as far from ideal. This was one of the subjects discussed during a recent meeting led by Díaz-Canel, whose main focus was the national road program underway all over the island, according to the presidency website. The Cuban president stressed the need to make use of all the technologies available in the country for the maintenance and repair of roads in order to halt their deterioration and the implementation of local strategies that can be put into practice and allow communities to respond to their own problems.
Cuban corporation Cemex and the Union Cuba Petroleo will defend themselves in a U.S. federal court against the lawsuit of the multinational ExxonMobil under Title III of the Helms-Burton Law. According to an article published by the website Cuba Debate on Monday, both entities have taken the formal steps through their lawyers to defend themselves in a federal court in the District of Columbia in the United States. This will not be the first time, nor it is unusual, that Cuban companies defend their interests in the United States judicial system, according to the text. In this regard, it points out that since 1960, they have done so on more than 40 occasions and have obtained favorable verdicts in several cases.
The mayor of Hiroshima has renewed a call for the Japanese government to join the United Nations nuclear ban treaty as the city marks another anniversary of the United States atomic bombing more than 70 years ago. Mayor Kasumi Matsui used the ceremony at the Peace Memorial Park on the 74th anniversary of the Hiroshima bombing on Tuesday to call for Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to sign the treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons. The treaty has been approved by more than 120 nations, but it has been rejected by the United States and other nuclear-armed countries. The mayor of Hiroshima also raised concerns about the rise of self-centered politics in the world and urged leaders to steadily work toward achieving the goal of a world without nuclear weapons. On August the 6th, 1945, 74 years ago, the American B-29 bomber Enola Gay dropped its atomic payload over the Japanese port city of Hiroshima, ultimately killing more than 140,000 people. The bombing utterly destroyed almost everything within 10 square kilometers of the downtown area. Many died immediately, while others succumbed to their injuries or radiation-related illnesses weeks, months, and even years later. 3 days later, a second U.S. nuclear attack on Nagasaki killed another 70,000 people.
U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered a freeze on all Venezuelan government assets in the United States, stepping up pressure on Caracas with the aim of ousting President Nicolas Maduro. Trump issued an executive order on Monday, blocking all property and interests in property of the government of Venezuela that are in the United States. The measure, the first of its kind against a government in the Western Hemisphere in over 30 years, also banned transactions with the Venezuelan government. It also prohibited the making of any contribution or provision of funds, goods, or services by, to, or for the benefit of designated Venezuelan figures. The order came a few days after Trump threatened to impose a blockade on Venezuela as rounds of U.S. sanctions failed to turn the Venezuelan military against Maduro. Washington has already imposed rounds of sanctions against Venezuela to oust Maduro and have him replaced with opposition figure Juan Guaido, who declared himself interim president earlier this year. The Trump administration has confiscated Venezuela's state oil assets based in the United States and has been channeling them, millions of dollars, to Guaido.
You've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. You may be listening in your car or as you're walking around if you have a little walkman or a walk person in the Havana area. You may be listening on your FM radio at 102.5 FM. Now let's go back over to our news. The Cuban vocal group Sampling is building a bridge between Cuba and China with an album of pieces of traditional Chinese repertoire. The album will be launched during its first tour to the Asian nation, which Vocal Sampling is currently visiting. In statements to the media, director René Baños assured that performing in China could help boost cultural exchange between the two nations. The album has been especially designed for the Chinese audiences, including pieces of the group's repertoire and four pieces of traditional Chinese music adapted to the ensemble's a cappella style. Baños said that it was a challenge but educational. As part of Sampling's stay in China and the scheduled concerts, the group will also record other pieces of the country's traditional music, thanks to its cooperation with various local firms.
The Cuban Ministry of Transportation has announced a readjustment in tariffs for landing and parking rights for aircraft and aeronautical services on the island. It also issued the mode of invoicing for air navigation services for aircraft entry, transit, or exit within the flight information region of Havana Air Traffic Control Region, in accordance with international practice. The measure came into effect with the release of the 57th Ordinary Official Gazette of the Republic this August the 5th, which includes a resolution containing the agreement signed by the head of the Ministry of Transportation, Mintrans, Eduardo Rodriguez Davila. Cuba ranked 5th in the control of the air operation in Latin America and the Caribbean.
China has vowed to take countermeasures if Washington deploys intermediate-range missiles in Asia, a plan that U.S. officials have announced. Fu Kong, the Chinese Foreign Ministry's Director General for Arms Control Department, said in a press briefing on Tuesday that China will not stand idly by if the U.S. deploys missiles in Asia. If the U.S. deploys missiles in this part of the world, at the doorstep of China, China will be forced to take countermeasures, said Fu. He said he urged our neighbors to exercise prudence and not to allow the U.S. deployment of intermediate-range missiles on their territory, mentioning Japan, South Korea, and Australia by name. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said in Australia over the weekend that he favored the deployment of ground-to-ground missiles in Asia, possibly within months. Washington says it plans to deploy new missiles in Asia one day after withdrawing from an arms control treaty.
U.S. President Donald Trump's state of mind is certainly questionable, to be able to say he is the least racist person there is anywhere in the world, American analyst and politician activist Miles Honing says. Trump has declared that hate has no place in our country, following two mass shootings over the weekend that left 30 people dead. Trump said that his administration has done much more than most administrations in addressing the issue of gun violence, but conceded that perhaps more has to be done. It's really beyond pathetic that President Trump can come on the air and claim his administration has done more than any other in preventing gun violence, and that he is also denying any links to the growing white supremacist movement in his encouragement of it. The political analyst said Trump said that hate has no place in our country, and that's easy for him to say as he has always denied that he is a major cause of such hostilities. His incredible inflated ego has him believing that he does no wrong and is the answer to all our problems.
Germany has once again rejected a U.S. proposal to join a U.S. naval mission tasked with protecting vessels that pass through the Strait of Hormuz from an alleged Iran threat. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas on Monday said that his country would not join the U.S.-led mission and that Berlin favored a European mission, but warned that it was rather difficult to make progress on this initiative. He said that at the moment the Britons would rather join American mission, but we won't do that. The U.S. Embassy in Berlin said earlier that the administration of President Donald Trump had called on the German government to join France and Britain in a mission purportedly seeking to secure shipping through the strait and combat what it claimed to be Iranian aggression. The Trump administration has, without providing any evidence, blamed Iran for recent mysterious attacks against oil tankers sailing through the Sea of Oman near the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has vehemently denied the accusation, warning regional countries about possible false flags by foreign players.
U.S. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who represents El Paso, Texas, the site of a recent mass shooting that left at least 20 people dead, said that President Donald Trump was not welcome in her city if he came to visit because of his provocative rhetoric about Hispanics and immigrants. "Words have consequences. The president has made my community and my people the enemy," Escobar said Monday during an interview with MSNBC's Morning Joe. She added, "He has told the country that we are people to be feared, people to be hated." El Paso police said that 21-year-old suspect published a manifesto before his shooting that had anti-immigrant and racist rhetoric. Saturday's massacre was one of three mass shootings in the United States within a span of 24 hours, unleashing fresh alarm at the national crisis of gun violence. On Sunday, a 24-year-old gunman killed 9 people in a rampage in Dayton, Ohio. That shooting came 7 days after a teenager killed 3 people with an assault rifle at a food festival in California before taking his own life.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines. Cuban president asks to step up the recovery of road infrastructure on the island.
Cimex and Coupé reject ExxonMobil's lawsuit in U.S. courts.
Hiroshima remembers another anniversary of terrorist U.S. atomic bomb attack.
Donald Trump orders freeze on all Venezuelan government assets in the United States.